105.7 The X and The Morning X. Thursday morning. Weekend is not far away. It's time for another round of Girl Talk. Here on The Morning X.
Do you think you could hit that thing a little bit more?
Well, you're grumpy this morning, so I thought I'd hit the bell a couple extra times.
I'm tired.
So, Anna is, I'll be honest with you, Anna is about half a sandwich from kicking me right in the sack right now. She's that angry with me. So I don't know if it's just at me. You're just angry in general right now.
I'm just tired.
We're busy. We got a lot going on.
Tired, yeah.
We're one crazy busy radio station these days, and it's kind of filtering down, and we're all a little grumpy.
Right.
So I'm just going to spike my coffee. What, do you spike coffee?
No.
Never?
No, because if I only have one drink, it makes me tired.
What? With coffee? With all the caffeine in there?
I'm one of those people that I can have a cup of coffee right before I go to bed and it won't affect me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. Well, everybody is, I think, realizing where we are. Month of October is crazy. It's time for another round of Girl Talk. This topic today, it's out there. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a little strange. Not that all of our topics haven't been a little strange.
I hope it's not as bad as last week. Last week was disgusting.
Last week was a little weird. This one is about a new survey from the Daily Mail. According to a brand new survey, people, men and women, actually like and prefer the idea of threesomes in 2017 more than at any other time in history. It is a higher percentage of people. 38% of people surveyed said they're kind of like the idea of threesomes, but they're either too lazy, too scared to actually have one, and are scared to bring it up in their relationships. And only, by the way, 13% of people have actually been in one. So the topic today when it comes to the mind of the female is, Anna, apparently you ladies are more apt and more open-minded to this, according to this survey, than what you're leading on and what you're actually saying.
Absolutely not. I will not even consider it.
Why?
Because I'm selfish and I don't like to share.
So, all right, let me read a couple more of these stats going on. Here it is. Once again, lots of people like the idea of getting it on with two people at once. In fact, college age kids, youngsters, were more open to it than any other age generation.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was in college, it was the, you know, girls making out with each other thing. That was like the hip thing. Like, oh, and they would do it for shock value.
Yeah, we're in the same age group.
Bracket.
We're the
our younger 20s.
We're getting older group.
We're in the younger 20s vibe. We're millennials. All right, we're not. But anyway.
I am not in my 20s.
Don't I was
even
joking.
Pretend you are
I was kidding.
In your
20s. No, I was a joke. We're clearly not in our
20s. If there's a decade I could go back and never relive, it would be my 20s.
Yeah, we were idiots. God. And we were doing radio already.
So glad there was not camera phones.
Oh, my God.
Facebook.
I can't even fathom how we would be evaluated now in social media in our 20s.
I'll never go back
to
my 20s.
Okay, let's use that, though. You brought that up because you could relate to that. So the shock value thing for college age in our era, it wasn't that long ago.
I remember that, though.
Girls making out the bar.
In our 20s, dude, that was 20 years ago. I just turned 40. What are
right.
you talking
no, no,
about?
No, but I'm saying, did you partake in that and you were more open-minded to it?
No, I've never kissed a girl.
Really?
Sorry, Katy Perry.
Really?
I've never kissed a girl.
If we brought Katy Perry in here, would you make out with Katy Perry?
No, not Katy Perry.
This is a whole other topic. What girl would be at the top of the list? Come on.
Oh, geez.
This is great.
I immediately think of Buffy the Vampire Slayer because I just love Buffy. But it has to be Sarah Michelle Gellar as Buffy, not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So if I get Sarah Michelle Gellar in this studio in the next couple of weeks
and she
dressed
was,
up
yes.
as Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you guys would make out. And first I got to get her on board to make out with you as well.
Well, we know she has kissed a girl.
Well, she has. That's true.
She's done plenty of movies where she's kissed girls.
This is a good point.
Cruel Intentions?
That's true. I'm going to tweet her right now. All right? We're going to tweet Sarah Michelle Gellar and ask her to come to Peoria in our studio to make out with you.
Oh, make sure you include me on that tweet because
fine.
I love Buffy.
Hey, by the way, we can be heard worldwide right now on our app. So, Sarah Michelle Gellar, if you're listening, Anna wants to make out with you.
If you are dressed as Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, it's kind of slutty, right?
No, it's just
what
I
is
love
that look?
Buffy.
It's like a 1995 reference, by the way.
I don't know.
Okay, number
anyway.
Two. But about threesomes, folks are either too lazy or too scared to actually have one. And only 13% of people said they had been in a threesome, and they said they enjoyed it, but it did cause issues after the fact.
I have heard that before.
Right.
I think that's been around.
Swingers
since...
are out there.
Yeah.
Peoria's got them.
Well, I think the fear factor is there because you're afraid what if the other person is going to like the newcomer more.
Right. The new.
Or,
right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just.
Right.
That's a legit fear. Like, who wouldn't have that fear going into
I
a
guess.
Threesome?
Right. Men really prefer the idea.
Well, of course
85% of guys are like, yeah.
Of course.
Having a threesome with two ladies.
Yeah, of course.
Instead of having another dude
right,
there.
Right, absolutely, because that's how you guys are.
Well, what, we're selfish brats is what you're saying?
At least I admit it, I'm selfish, and I say I would never do a threesome because I'm selfish.
I'm not sitting here saying I'm thumbs up on threesome. I'm saying these are the stats according to the Daily Mail. Women strongly prefer the idea of having a third person be someone they knew and not a stranger. Men didn't care. Men didn't give a rat's ass either way. Men just said as long as they were attractive and preferably female.
I couldn't do it regardless.
Yeah.
Stranger, no stranger, no. I'm not going to share.
So, okay.
Sharing is dumb.
At the end of the day, but this a higher percentage of people in 2017 in relationships are more open-minded. I'm doing the quotes in the air, open-minded to the idea.
I swear I'm not an only child either. I just don't like to share.
Hmm. All right, let's say you meet, part of this. You meet the greatest guy ever.
No.
He's awesome. Great guy.
I'm not going to share.
Come on, he's cool.
Nope.
He's fun.
Nope.
He likes the Blues.
Nope.
And the Vikings.
Nope.
And, you know, he's hung like a rhinoceros. Whatever.
Nope.
What?
I'm not going to share.
And he brings it up. Hey.
I am not going to share. Absolutely not.
He just said, let's be a little saucy and
no,
drink a bottle
happen.
Of Fireball and get
not
our groove
gonna
on.
Not going to happen. Nope.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Would you?
You
okay,
know what?
So,
okay, you know what? Here's how I would. Here's the only way it would ever happen.
Okay.
The only
I knew
way
it.
That
Hold
would
on. Aside from Sarah Michelle Gellar? All right, go.
Is if it was Jared Leto and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine. Really? Okay.
I mean, then I'll share.
So, like, Jennifer Aniston and Mila Kunis are bored. I'll bring them on board, right? So it got to be a celebrity, really? It's not one of your St. Louis Blues guys? Come on.
Well,
really?
I do love Scotty Upshaw. He is definitely my...
He is dreamy.
Oh, he
Scotty
is very
dreamy.
You don't even know what he looks like.
I know, I really don't.
He's definitely very dreamy, but no, I don't...
You should be grooving on the Viking players instead. I don't know why. You're just suddenly not into football like you used to be. And it's very disappointing, Anna. But anyway.
There's no Vikings players that I'm attracted to.
Wow. All right. So this stat's out there. So if you're in a new relationship or an established one, apparently this topic has come up. And people are more apt to think about it. Although in reality, only 13% are really actually doing it. And they say they had some issues after the fact. I'm guessing jealousy / someone's feelings were hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because think about it. If you're doing that activity and you really enjoy it with the new person and your permanent person is sitting there watching that, how does that really go over well? That's going to cause an issue.
That's why you
men
just don't
women.
Do it. You right. just don't share.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's just it's and you know, you hear about swingers, these swingers people, and things go crazy and things never go well, apparently. Well, anyway.
Yeah. So I'm not sharing. Sorry.
Unless it's Jared Leto. And who else?
Ryan Reynolds.
Well, so shocker. But again, we're going to tweet Sarah Michelle Gellar. And see if she will
and see
actually.
If she'll come to Peoria and make out with me as Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Where is she at now? What is she doing? I don't even know where she's at.
She's like one of the few Hollywood celebrities that's actually married and happy. And
she married to? She married to
Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's what I thought. God, they dated like in the '80s, didn't they, or something?
They've been like married forever.
Where's he at? Where the hell's he been?
I don't know.
The '90s ended and they ended. They just went poof in the air, along with American Pie.
Oh.
I mean everything. Anyway. All right. So there we go. Have the topic, but don't do it. Our advice to you: not worth all the extra crap. Right.
That's what I would say.
So because you're not having it.
No, but that's, like I said, because I won't share.
Hmm.
I'm selfish. I like all the attention.
Got it. I think everybody's selfish. That's normal. It's all right. All right. Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. It's Girl Talk. By the way, these are all going to be podcasted, all these segments of Girl Talk, at 105.7thexrocks.com. And big set of rock up next on The X.